big sod on Chag HaSukkos, and that is also Pel de Gezach. Sukkos is Chag HaOsif. Osif is where we gather the crop together. What do? We bring all the Ashiras into our house and we run away from it. So what's the sod? What's the sod? So there's a few mahalchim. I don't know if I've gone through any mahalchim with you this year. Gemara says in Yuma, Ma, you guys are told the first night, no? Ma le suka shekei meruba b'mitzvosei. Sukkah's got more mitzvahs than all the other chagim. So on Sukkah's there's two ribuys. On one hand you got your marbe b'nechosim, Chag HaOsif, you bring all your tefua from the house. On the other hand, you got more mitzvahs than any other chag. So it's a marbe b'mitzvahs and it's a marbe b'nechosim. Mishnah says in Ovis, marbe b'nechosim, marbe dagot. Marbe b'mitzvahs Sukkah's is mansim chaseinu. So which marbe do you want? If you're marba nechosim, then you're marba daga. You're heading for a very, very worried, frustrated, irritated life. If you're marba b'mitzvahs, then you're into a life which is one long sequence of zman simchaseinu. That's the biru of dafka when it's Chag HaOsif. You bring all your ribo, your marba nechosim into your house. You say, no, I don't opt for that marba. I opt for a different marba. I opt for the marba b'mitzvahs, and therefore I run in sukkah, which is the bechina of ribo b'mitzvahs. And that's the bechina of the whole Simchas B'Sheva, which we discussed. Simchas B'Sheva is for Torah Shabbal Peh. Simchas B'Sheva is Misham Roiv Shoivin Ruch HaKodesh. Nisuch HaMayim is Mayim Tachtoinim. Mayim Tachtoinim is Torah Shabbal Peh. Yom Kippur was Kabbalah Sator, not Kabbalah Sator, Yom Kippur was Torah Shabbal Peh. The Luch HaShnias. So now, Luch HaShnias is a lot. Torah Shabbal Peh is a lot. Torah Shabbal Peh is a ribuy. It's a marbe. Or it's a marbe that brings to Simcha. That was the dafka, the simcha. Why was it called simcha's base of sheva? Because they used to be shayev the mayim. So what? That's the simcha. The simcha is the simcha of there's so much Torah there. Instead of it worrying you, it should be the simcha. Now there's so much Torah, and we're going to learn all that Torah, Mitzvah Hashem. It should bring you a maridik of simcha. As we said, the beginning of Megillah says it starts with Mar ben Nechosim. Laharis Oisha, Barayv Oisha, Rayi Bosa, or Zeroy Oisha. What was the end of that Sodei? He killed his wife, killed his ministers. Kulei Daga, Kulei Atzvus. What was the second part of Megillah says? The Kima Bekiblu, the Makabel Teresh Abal Pes, is the Mesh Tanchuma, and that brought them like Yehuda Moisa Oira Vesimcha. So there's always a ribuy. Choose which ribuy do you want. Do you want a ribuy that's maybe Daigo, or do you want a ribuy that's maybe Simcha? That's the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos, the Chavivus HaMitzvus. Like Rashi says, in the Chol Chavivus HaMitzvus, the more you love the mitzvahs, the more you masik the mitzvahs. Chayra, we can't be masik Sukkah. Why? Because Sukkah is the Ora Makif. Sukkah is the Ora Makif. Ora Makif means it's an or that's around us. Around us means that it's not in, we can't take it into our kelim, right? What's an or which is makif? It surrounds us. It means it's too great for us to take into our kelim. So what's the point of sitting in the sukkah? What impact is the sukkah having on us if it doesn't do anything for us? What's the answer? The answer says the Heilige Bnei Soscha, that's why there's an Indian of Av and Simcha by Sukkah. Because if a person keeps all the mitzvahs, right? It says I must do this, I'll do it. It says I mustn't do this, I won't do it. Without any simcha, without any ava, without any chavivas, so then the sukkah won't have any impact on him. But what happens if a person is mahadar mitzvahs? He loves the mitzvah. He goes beyond. So if he goes beyond, what's he koina when he goes beyond? He's koina dar hamakif. In other words, when a person is mahadar medaktik in mitzvahs, it doesn't just mean he has the same mitzvah. A person's medaktik mitzvahs, in addition to the ora pnim, in addition to the impact that the mitzvah can make to him for the kelim that he has to take in that mitzvah, he can take in also the whole ora makif. Mashing, a person who's mekayim a mitzvah without chavivus, picks up his arba minim, he doesn't know what he's doing when he shakes it on the right, he doesn't know what he's doing when he shakes it on the left, he doesn't know why this, he doesn't know why mizrach marav, tzofen adorim, he doesn't know anything, doesn't know why he's holding the lulav like this and the esrig like that, and why he's holding on this, and why he goes this way, why he brings it back to him, he doesn't know any of that. So then the Shulchan Aruch says he should do it. So then he's only going to get an or that shayach to his kelim. Sukkos is all about faker, being machmer in arba minim. You're looking to be mahadah, the chavivus hamitzvah. Sukkos is all about chavivus hamitzvahs. Chavivus hamitzvahs. Chavivus hamitzvahs brings a person to a point where not only is he masik the or hapnim, but he's also masik the or hamakiv. So a person walks into the sukkah with excitement, so then he can be masik the or hamakiv comes into him. It's a pachadik azach. The more ava you have, the greater or the or from around that you can take into yourself as well. So if a person has tried to, always with all the mitzvahs, try to be medakdik, you have so much to gain if you makayin the mitzvahs with ava. You have so much to gain if you makayin the mitzvahs min hamufcha. So what? So let's say you can be makayin mitzvahs shalosh shudos with peiros. No. But the eved with divrei Torah. No. Or if you want to be mahader, so then you're only gonna have Yaakov Avinu in the Ora Pnim. But if you wash and eat shalosh shudos, even though you're not hungry and you're mahader and you sing smiris and you say divrei Torah, then you're gonna get the Ora Makiv of Yaakov Avinu as well. And that's the koich. Every mitzvah you have to realize that there's a whole different Ora coming to you if you makayin that mitzvah be'avo and behidur by working hard on that mitzvah. And that's what the mitzvah, that's the Chag HaSukkos, that we have to be mekabel upon ourselves in Mitzvah Hashem, to be mekayim all these mitzvahs, and every mitzvah that comes our way, tzitzis, tefillin, before you put your tefillin on, before you put your talis on, before you do any mitzvah, before you say Birchas HaTorah, stop a second, and try to awaken an ava for it, learn a bit about it, and then you'll see that you'll be mekabel. That's the pshat. Ora makiv is ke'ilu, as far as the world is concerned, is a wild or. So if you go wild over the mitzvah, then you're koina that or. That's the Mordek, that's the Mordek HaKoyach, that the Ora Makiv comes into the Pnim. And that's the whole Tachlis of all the mitzvahs. That every Or that's too great for us, shouldn't be too great for us. We should work ourselves to be Kalim, to be able to take in that Or as well. And then you go up into a higher Or, into a higher Or, into a higher Or. And that's why Dafke Arizal says, Yishim Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah, Arvaminim in the Sukkah. Why? Because Arvaminim is the Ora Pnim, Sukkah is the Ora Makiv. But through all the hiddur that you made with the Arvaminim, and through all the hiddur that you made in the Keshitim and the Sukkah and the Mamed and all the hiddurim that you tried to make, so what do you gain from that? You gain from that is that when you walk into the Sukkah and you shake Arvaminim, you're taking all the Or into you, taking all the Or into your Pnim. That's what you're doing. You're pulling the Estrid back. You're taking it inside. You're making it in. You're making it part and parcel of you. And that's the greatest Hagona. That's the greatest protection. That's the greatest protection. You have an Or Makiv inside you. Then nothing can get to you, because the Ora Makiv is like it's around, it's like a protection, it's like a hagona. So Mele, if you internalize that, then your mom is like got an internal armor, and nothing can get into you, nothing can damage you. So you know that's the Chag HaSukkos. Every minute is precious. Chag HaSukkos, you know, don't go on tiolim, don't go on anything. Chag HaSukkos is to sit in the sukkah, to eat in the sukkah, to learn in the sukkah, to stay in the sukkah. At night you go to the Simchas Beis HaShe'evos, you mesamech in the Simchas Beis HaShe'evos. But during the day, try and stay in the sukkah as much as you can, reading the Heliga Torah, looking at the Heliga Arba Minim, and then you'll gain so much. And it's a simon for all the other mitzvahs throughout the rest of the year. Take in the Ora Makiv. And then you'll be zoicha mitz Hashem, you'll be zoicha be'ezah Hashem Yisborach. Taka to the Ora Makiv where it says la'asid lovay, there'll be a machal, osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asid machal le'tzadikim. A machal is a circle. A circle is something that's makiv. All the Yidin, all the tzadikim, all the Yidin will be in that circle. In other words, there those Yidin are shaykhs to Ora Makiv. Those are the Yidin that are shaykh to the circle, la'asid lovay. That's why in Sukkot there's a sod that all the Yidin are there. Why all the Yidin there? Because the Emma says, what's the chiluk between the Ora Pnim and Ora Makiv? It's fall down. And Chassidus Chabad talks a very lot about it. That the Ora Pnim depends who you are. Every person can feel his kelim. The Ora Makiv shines in everybody b'shove. The people, some people don't know that it shines on them. Some people are completely unaware of it. It doesn't do anything to them, but it is. It's shining on everybody. Kol Yisrael b'shove. So that's why on Sukkos all Yidna b'shove. Because Sukkos we're in the Ora Pnei Ona Makif. Once you're in the Ora Makif, is then the Ein Bo Tam and Ein Bo Reich is together with the Yesh Bo Tam and Ein Bo Reich. Because their whole chilek is only a chilek mitzad Ora Pnim, but not a chilek mitzad Ora Makif. No one again.